Thank you for calling Near Electrical Services to be your trusted services provider, if you are.
IR Electric, this is Steve. How may I help you?
Oh, hi, Steve. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing fine, Tina. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you ready for Thanksgiving almost?
Oh, it's crazy. Believe it or not, I'm grocery shopping right now with a family member.
Oh, no.
It's like this grocery store we're at was overrun. I guess everybody's gearing up for the Thanksgiving holidays already. And the store's packed out, and the parking lot was packed out. We were fortunate enough to find an empty parking slot.
Yeah,
anyway.
I had people say that in our community forum last night, that they went to the store and it was so busy they couldn't find parking, so they left and they tried to go back later, like before they closed. They went late.
Yeah,
hey, at least you got it over with. You're battling it out, huh?
Right, right. We're going to have a huge family reunion at my sister-in-law's place. And they're way out in the country, and my sister-in-law's family is quite large, and they've got adult children, so it'll be, I'm sure, in-laws and cousins that I've never met before when they show up. We never know exactly how many people are going to show up, you know, when the invites are put out, but yeah, it's probably going to be well over 50 people easy.
And then everybody brings something, or is the people that's hosting it kind of handle all the food?
Yep, well, my younger brother and my sister-in-law are pretty much hosting it, and in fact I did some electrical work for my brother in regards to that, it's going to be a really busy week so far as the holiday season goes.
That's awesome, and it's great that she's out in the car. They're out in the country too. The kids, that's fun for the kids. If there's a lot of kids that are coming, you know, they can run around and play and enjoy the nature.
Oh, yeah.
But anyhow, I was just calling because we're still having trouble processing this month's payment. And I got a notification that they're going to be deactivating your website soon. So I thought I would follow up with you and see if you needed some more time or what was going on.
I do need more time. On my sales and marketing budget for my business has been really stretched to the maximum. And, I haven't really gotten much results so far as prospective customers from the marketing that Yelp's done for me. I don't know why that is. I know the economy is hard for any one individual to figure out. I know it goes through up swings and down swings depending on what the city or region or state. But my budget is really stretched out to the max.
I'm not calling about Yelp, but we don't do, I mean, we do Yelp ads, but that's not the package that you have with us. So what we do is your website. We do the optimization on Google and Bing and the Facebook ads and the call tracking number that I'm calling you on now. All of that is included in the package, right? You've only been with us for about 5 weeks. And first,
yeah, it's been too soon. Yeah, it's probably been too soon.
Yeah, it takes
no 45
to 60 days. Yeah, but the good news there is that you're right on the cusp of where it's going to explode and do some solid things for your business. Now, one thing you could do if you wanted to is your program includes an extra $300 worth of Google pay-per-click ads. So if you ever wanted to, you could take those off, and that would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. So
yes, I need to save as much as I can. Yeah, I'm basically having them stretch my finances to the max all the time, because a lot of this sales and marketing, and especially all the online infrastructure stuff, as I realize, it's super complex because it's across, I guess, multiple cities, and I guess it's nationwide, right? I mean, the marketing scope, or the scope of the marketing that a lot of agencies do nowadays is nationwide. So it's like, I guess certain cities overlap other cities, you know, geographically when it comes to the sales and marketing of particular contractors like myself. And I had one individual call me who was with an agency out of, I think, Chicago, and he was basically he made me realize, yeah, the competition in my sector of Texas is pretty fierce. And I don't know if, and maybe some people are trying to underbid me, which is fine. I mean, I'm more of the middle road kind of pricing guy. You know, I try not to overcharge my customers, but I don't sell my services for free either, you know. So there's always that happy middle of the road solution to everything. And so anyway, I'm having to juggle a lot of different factors, Tina, and I don't have a total clear vision as how to navigate sometimes because there's such a logjam of factors going into everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like being a lumberjack on a river, you know, and trying to jump across 1,000 logs from one bank of the river to the next, you know, and it's a lot of things to manage at once concurrently, you know.
Yes. So, I totally understand. So, do you want me to try the 149 now then and just take those ads off? Because it's past due from November 9th and it's, typically it'll reoccur another charge on December 9th, but I don't want you to have two payments so close together. So I could take the November 9th payment now and then push the next one out 30 days, which means you'd be paid in full till December 25th. And then, moving forward, your pricing would just be the $149 a month, unless you called us and you wanted to put the Google Ads back on, then you could always do that. But if not, you would be paying, you know, a more affordable price in the meantime.
Yeah, if you could give me the deepest discount you can, I'd really appreciate it. But I need to wait on making a payment. I can't make one today. My budget's just super tight right now. I'm expecting my budget to be able to be increased here in the next month or two, but however, it's just super unpredictable right now, and that's why I can't say yes to making a payment right now today. But thanks for calling. I really appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah. Just make sure to do it no later than December 6th, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 9th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So, you know, it even if I reduce it to 149 on December 9th, it'll reoccur to 298, and it will continue to do so until it settles. So I would suggest, you know, no later than December 6th. You know, probably you can do it even sooner, but I'm going to put that 30 days on the back end to prevent you from having, like I said, two payments.
Do you have my email address? Can you shoot me an email too of the terms and conditions and some of the fine print that I probably haven't analyzed yet?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah, I'll send that to you. And then one thing I can tell you is that there's a solid book of business in your backyard based on what's trending. But we've been reaching out to you to ask you to do a Google video verification. And I don't see that that's been taken care of yet on your end. Did you get it done? And or are you still kind of?
No, I haven't really found time to do it. I know one of the agents, I think that work with you in the same office that you're in, talking to me about that. And I wasn't arguing with him, but I knew that was a good marketing channel and venue that he was describing. I haven't done that yet. No, I want to, but I don't know how I'm going to fit it in my schedule right now. I'm going to have to probably wait about a week or two before I can. Because I just got a lot of brands in the fire, to be quite frank and open to you.
I did send you the instructions again. So if you can do it within the next week or so, that's great that you'll have a fresh set of instructions so you don't have to go back and search through all your emails. And just to let you know, what's happening behind the scenes there is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your area and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when they offer you that video verification, it's actually a really good thing, because not only is it for your protection, but typically it takes less than 10 minutes. So don't get intimidated by the form. You know, sometimes people think, oh, I have to get all dressed up and be on a Zoom call with a Google rep. It's nothing like that. You just go on there and you update a couple of documents to a video form, so that Google can see that you're a valid business in the area, and then they'll trust you and they can publish you. So okay. I think there's like 7 or 8 suggestions on that email. Like you can send over a business registration, you can send over insurance, a business license. If you don't have any of that, you can send over your work vehicle with a Texas license plate or even an invoice with your address. So there's, like I say, 7 or 8 items that they'll list. Don't feel like you have to run all over town and get all 7 or 8 items. If you only have 2 or 3 of them, that's perfectly fine. Just send over what you can, okay?
Okay. Are you, Tina, are you in the Chicago area or are you in the Phoenix, Arizona area? I can't remember what
we're in office. Southern California.
I remember you talking to me, I think, about over a month ago or something like that.
Yeah, you have a good memory. We're in California, but I grew up in Chicago, so I wonder if that came up when we were talking. But yeah.
Okay, that's, okay.
Yeah, but I'm like, wow, you have a good memory to remember that. So.
Yeah, well, I've had several sales and marketing gurus with, I guess they're Google certified people that are from the Chicago area, but I told them I went with an agent from New York State, that handled my website development. He called me out of the blue, and I thought, well, I mean, that's the thing. The more sales and marketing people I meet, the more I realize, man, there's like a lot of specialists that specialize in one particular thing within sales and marketing, and I felt kind of overwhelmed because I was like, man, I know the more help I get, the better off I am, but it's like I can only afford so much help from different sales and marketing people. So I had to like reduce it to one agent. Yeah. So, but that's good. So you're.
I want to tell
you. So you're
from
the greater Los Angeles area? Is that correct?
Orange County. We're a little bit south of Los Angeles, but it's not too far. Yeah, we're kind of closer to where Disneyland is and the Huntington Beach Pier down by the ocean.
Oh, okay,
so,
because my mom has a good friend that lives in Huntington Beach. Yeah, we visited Huntington Beach back in March of this year. Yeah, I really like it.
Oh, wow.
It's
our office
area.
It's a neighboring city to Huntington Beach. We're in Fountain Valley, so right up by First and Slater. If you're familiar with any of the streets from your vacation, you might be. Yeah.
Can I call you back later on this week?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
We're going to be off on Thursday and Friday, but I'll send you my direct line again and I'll send you a copy of the terms. And then if you can't reach me, tomorrow, we'll just talk next week. Okay.
Thank you, Tina. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
You too. Have a happy Thanksgiving.